BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Pray welcome and gather. We hear you. The stones hear you. The stones sing for you. Are you scared yet? Do you feel the shiver? Do your bones begin to shake? Can you feel the all-seeing eye as it stares right into you, knowing you? Tasting you, because the stones are hungry. The stones are thirsty. The stones will have their way. But who will feed them? You.
What's happening? Everything was so... So... Can't move. Why can't I... I don't understand. I was at the festival... Wanting to talk to you. Talk to you.
Hello?
Hendrik? No. You're not him. Oh, your face. What's wrong with your face?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you. Where am I? Can't seem to move.
Can't hear me. Us. Not yet.
Of course I can hear you. I'm talking to you.
So many voices, none of them heard. We will make them hear. In this time of pestilence. In this time of the death.
Pestilence? What? No. Get away from me. Don't touch me!
Yes, I am. The all-seeing eye looks down and knows me well.
What are you doing? You can't tie it to that. No. Can't be that. Can't be.
Ropes to bury you. Knives to bleed you. Drip, drip, drip.
None of this makes sense.
See how the joy fills me.
What?
Happy. The promise they gave. Happy.
I don't understand what's happening. How are you talking to me here? I died about that. Oh, God, I don't know. Can I just wake up now, please?
Just look at you. Beautiful. I can feel the power in you.
Rafe? Mr. Hendrik? Please, help. I don't know what's happening, but it's as if I'm trapped. I'm in the stone, inside it, and I can't.
I can hear you.
What? Really? Thank you. Thank you.
I can always hear you.
What? Wait. Can't think. Can't. Faithful make it stand till all are happy ones. Not much happy for you, whoever you are. Look at you. So much blood.
So proud of you, Martha, my dear.
Martha.
So proud. Can you feel them? Can you feel them coming?
Oh, can't bear. God, what's happening? Feel it inside, in my head, like it's trying to.
Wanting to be heard. Do you hear?
Yes, but I don't want to. The sky, this is something.
Douglas, do stop that.
The lad's just gearing up for a strafe run. Now, wrong with that, madam. In the war...
We're not at war anymore, thank goodness. Now, can you kindly get on?
Certainly, madam. Gather round, folks.
Where am I now? No, not where. Because I'm not moving, am I? It's everything else. When am I?
Welcome to the famed Standing Stones of Milbury, one of the most ancient and mysterious monuments in the whole country.
Douglas, I swear if you don't stop machine gunning the monument, I'll give you such a tanning. It comes!
Right here again, with that thing in the sky. Whatever it is, the darkness, just clouds.
Sing!
No, just clouds. Swirling, dark, but shifting, as if it...
Opens! The eye opens!
We'll never know what happened. How can we? The whole village just vanished. Mind you, there's some as might say it was the work of God. The things they were doing, the sacrifices.
Oh, they're all at it back then. I've read a book.
In the sky, something appearing. And not a voice, but something trying to connect.
They weren't at it, madam, I can assure you. This ain't primitive man. This ain't a bunch of druids getting busy with their scythes at Stonehenge.
Bloody hippies.
Language, please. Ladies and kiddies present.
Bloody hippies.
Dougie.
Something
hippies.
About these stones, some ancient belief, had the whole village drawing blood in their name. Perhaps they always had, eh? Perhaps they killed for the stones for centuries. But what started it, eh? What started it?
What started it?
The history of the stones is ancient, hailing back as far as druidic times. Far away, in a distant galaxy, a sun did what all suns must do and went supernova. And the ancient people looked up into the night and they saw what must have seemed like a miracle. A glowing, beautiful light. for them. A new star in the sky, brighter than the rest. They worshipped it. They sung to it. As unbeknownst to them, that supernova became a black hole. Something beyond that hole turned its attention on them. And seeing them, feeling them, it reached out with all the power it could muster, which was considerable. A wave of energy so vast, so immense, it turned the laws of physics on its head as it passed.
Oh, God. It's so bright. What's happening?
Energy hit, and in that moment, everyone stood there in a circle, arms wide to the sky, full of worshipful awe, calcified in the extraordinary wave of energy.
At least that's the myth. The worshippers turned to stone. The solid remains of those who worshipped here.
Oh, what a lot of rot.
But is it?
That's as may be, madam. But certainly people worshipped in this exact spot for thousands of years after. You're standing at the location of one of the greatest mysteries on this planet.
And one of the coldest. Oh, come on, doggy. Let's go and sit in the car and eat our sandwiches. Daddy, get in the car.
Which brings us to the end of our tour, I suppose. Do remember your guide as you make your way.
It opens! The eye opens!
No, no, that's not possible. That's not...
So, what was it all those years ago that made the village kill? That made them spill the blood of one of their own in worship to the stones?
See me!
What was it that struck them so powerfully, so utterly, that they spent hundreds of years worshipping it?
Feel us! Hear us! Help us! Free us!
What terrible thing became their god?
I see you!
No!